Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos, Daf Pei Gimel, Shabbos 83, and today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing certain laws which are learned out from verses which don't necessarily teach us these laws, but the Gemara understands how the verses teach us these laws. So our Mishnah tells us on the bottom of 83b, Minai Lesfina Shehi Tahora, how do we know that a ship is not capable of contracting Tumah? How do we know it can't contract ritual impurity? So the Gemara says that the source for this, says our Mishnah, is a verse from Proverbs chapter 30, verse 19, Derech Aniyah Boev Yam, that it is the way of a ship is in the heart of the sea, which is at first glance, what is that verse even teaching us? Why? Of course a ship is in the sea. So the Gemara explains what our Mishnah is referring to. Pshita Aniyah Boev Yam, it's obvious that a ship is in the middle of its sea. Why does the verse in Proverbs need to tell us this? So the Gemara says, so Kamashmon is teaching us that a ship is like the sea, Kiyam, Mayam Tahor, just like a sea is ritually pure at all times and is not capable of becoming ritually impure. So too, everything that is found in the sea is not capable of contracting Tuma, Af Sfina Tahora. So too, also a ship is not capable of contracting Tuma because it's always going to be found in the sea. So the Gemara says, well, we have another source for the idea that a ship can contract Tuma. This other source is from a Braisa, Hananya Omer Nilmeda Misak, that how do we know that a ship can't contract to a mind that it is Tahor? We learn now from a sack, which we know that since most ships were made out of wood, then it's like basically like every wooden utensil, which is compared to a sack with respect to Tumama sack, just like the sack, Metalta Moe Vareka, and just like this sack can be carried when it's full or when it's empty, and so too, af kol metaltal ma'oi v'reikon. So too, anything that can be carried when it's full or when it's empty is capable of contracting tuma. Afuke sfina, this comes to exclude a ship, which does not mekabel tuma, it can't contract tuma. But the ena metaltal is ma'oi v'reikon, because since the ship is so big, it cannot be moved when it is full and when it's empty. Because it's so big, it can't be It can't be carried if the ship would be full, and just carrying it on the sea is not considered carrying. So, my benaya, what's the difference between the two approaches? Between the first approach, it says we learn out the law of a ship from the verse in Proverbs, and the second ship says that it says we learn out that from comparing it to a sock. So my binayo, the Gemara says, Ika binayo sfina shalcheres. Let's say you have a ship that's made out of pottery. Ma'adamar ani abolev yam. According to the approach, it says that the source for this is the ship is in the heart of the sea. Hanami boev yam hi. Then even if the ship is made out of pottery, it won't be mekabel tuma because it's also in the middle of the sea, and so therefore it cannot contract this ritual purity. But according to the approach, it says Lamanda Amar. According to the approach, it says Kesak. According to Hananya, it says that we learn how to ship by comparing it to the laws of a sack. Hanach Tchsivi Gabi Sack. These utensils that are written with respect to the sack, that's because they are wooden utensils. That's why we compare it to the sack. The Imit Taltelas Moi Vareikam, because there we say just like the sack. I mean, is Tuma because the sack is able to hold something, whether it's full or whether it's empty. So too, wooden utensil, if it's full or whether it's empty. Therefore, under those circumstances, min kamal tuma ilolo, but the sfina shalcheres, but this ship is made out of pottery. So therefore, the laws are not derived from the wooden ship. And so therefore, alfa gav deina metalta les moe vareikon. So therefore, even though it cannot be moved full or empty, it's still going to contract tuma. And the Gemara says there's another difference between the approach of Hananya and the approach of our Mishnah. Inami sfina sayardin, a ship made in the Jordan River, made for the Jordan River, which is a small ship that's meant for little small rivers, and therefore it can be carried even when it's full. So that's a distinction. Amanda Amar Ani Abu Yami. According to the approach, it says this ship is goes in the middle of the sea. Hanami Ani Abu Yami. Well, this small ship can also go in the middle of the sea. But according to the approach that says mitaltelas malei vareikon, that it's only can contract tuma if it's malei vareikon, if it's full and empty. Well, hanami mitaltelas malei vareikon. So this ship of the Jordan River does not go in the ship of the Jordan River does not go in the middle of the sea because it's a small ship. But it would become tame even if it's a pottery utensil because it can be carrying something whether it's full or whether it's empty. Da'amar Rabbi Chanina Ben Akiva, that Rabbi Hanina ben Akavya taught, Neima Amru Svinas Yarden Tmeya. Why do we say the ships of the Jordan are Tmeya? If Nesha Tonim Osabi Abasha, Moridin Osalamayim. Why can it be Tmeya? Because they carry it on the dry land and you bring it down to the water. So we see, according to one approach, you could say that by a pottery ship, it would acquire Tuman. According to another approach, we're saying that a ship of the Jordan River can acquire Tuma, even though it's a small ship made out of wood, because it could be carried full, but not according to the approach that says that it goes through the full sea. So Rav Yehuda, when he heard this, he said, a person should never stay away from the study hall, even for one moment, because there were so many years that I learned this teaching in the Beis Medrash, and I never understood the reason for it, until Rabbi Hanina ben Akiva came and explained it. In that context, the Gemara says, a person should never stop going to the Beis Medrash and stop studying Torah, afilu b'shas misa, even when he's coming to the moments of death, as it states, zos haTorah adam ki amutz ba'ol, afilu b'shas misa tehei osik b'Torah. Even when a person dies, he should be studying Torah. And this, to me, is the concept of what we say, that the ship goes through the middle of the sea, because what is this ship in the middle of the sea? That's like the Torah. And even when a person is in the most difficult moments of life, God forbid, Rahman al-Atslan, but it happens to all of us in the moments of death, what are we going to hold on to? What is our udder? So there we say the ship is our guiding point. And what is that ship? That is the Torah. So the Torah is ka'aniyah bo'evyam. That's why even in moments of death, a person should cling to the Torah.